Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's welcome in David Sampson, former Marlins president, CBS Sports, also the host of the Nothing Personal with David Sampson show. He's always on Levitard show. He joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. David, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. I know Lima's going to ask you the story about how you got the Marlins Stadium built, because we're getting stadiums built here in Northeast Ohio right now when it comes to the Browns and everything else. You had a big rant on what the Royals are doing with a call-up, and it reminds me of, I got upset with something a couple of weeks ago where, like, there were some people, they seemed to be almost giddy that, not because Travis Bazzano was injured, but that they can't call him up now because he's going to be out for 2 months. There's too much time. They wouldn't be able to really call him up and give him a fair shot at getting his feet wet in Major League Baseball until next year. And I imagine you think that that's probably a good thing, where I was like, man, I don't get to see what I want to see.
Well, I've always been a fan of pitchers getting Tommy John when they're not on the major league roster. So that means they're not getting service time, and we're not losing the opportunity to have players outperform their contracts. Because, as you know, in any sport, the better young players, the better your cheap players are, the better chance you have to win. Mm-hmm. Of course, you don't wish anyone to get injured. And this whole Royals thing, my God, do people not understand the business of baseball? It's incredible to me. Because I in no way was saying I don't want to see Jack play baseball. What I'm saying is, if you're going to call him up in April. You don't call him up the first week of June, because you're only 2 weeks away from saving a full year at the minimum salary. Now he's going to be arbitration eligible a full year earlier than he would have been. And what that means is you are going to be paying him millions of dollars more than you would have. And what people said to me is, David, you prize fool, this is an all-star player. And my answer is, exactly. If I thought he was a schnook, then who cares when you bring him up? Because he'd have spotty service time and it wouldn't matter anyway. But if you've got a superstar, you've got to manage your payroll. And if you're the Royals and you are not the Dodgers, you've got to pay close attention to whether you can pay a player $800,000 or $5 million, because it matters. And then it matters the next year. So think about the multi-millions of dollars that the Royals could cost themselves for an extra 2 weeks. And the answer is, oh, but this is a team that wants to win. We've got the best owner, the best GM. I love this team. And I said, well, wait a minute. It's going to be 2 years from now, 3 years from now, so fast your head will spin, and other roster decisions will have to be made where you will lose another player who you can't afford because of this two-week period. You sure as heck fire better have a damn good 2 weeks, or this was a total waste. And for me, that is a bet you wouldn't make. And I'm the guy who brought up Cabrera in June, waited till we got the extra year out of him, won the World Series, and ended up saving millions of dollars by having him perform for an extra year at a smaller salary. And it works that way. But man, were people upset.
I hate hearing it, but it's the truth, David. I hate it.
Yeah, David, is there a lever? I know the CBA, obviously, the strength in the players' union has always been apparent. We talk about this in sports all the time. But is there any way to make this a much simpler process? We talk about all the different types of, you know, contractual obligations and the fact that fans have to sit here and debate whether or not a player should get brought up in June or in April and service time. That's just not something like the NBA or the NFL, they concern their fans with.
Well, again, it's a totally different model in those other leagues because there's salary cap leagues and there's rookie contracts that are slotted. And so you actually know what you pay your rookies, let's say where they're drafted in the NFL is according to what their rookie deals are and who gets the 50-year option, who doesn't, et cetera. But yeah, it is dealt with in Major League Baseball. If you finish first or second in rookie of the year, it doesn't matter when you're called up, you get a full year of service time. And what that was meant to do was change the behavior of teams. It was meant to say, bring up your best player, because if you wait till June and he wins Rookie of the Year, then you're going to have to pay him as though he was there since April, so you might as well just have him there since April. And I understand why the players thought that was a big victory. And then Tatis was brought up to start a season, and there are a bunch of young players who made rosters out of opening day, and everyone celebrated how great the CBA is working because we all get to see young players earlier. But those were the exceptions, not the rules. The service time manipulation is still very much going on because manipulation gets a bad rap. We all get manipulated in every business. We get manipulated by the placement of products in the grocery store, by the buy now on Amazon. Hey, people who buy this also buy that. Guess what? That's manipulation. We are being manipulated every day. And instead of fighting it, I try to embrace it and say, well, that's true. I did need an extra set of candlestick holders.
David Sampson, I love the psychology he brings to the table here. All right, so the Guardians, they win a game yesterday against the Yankees. They're six games above 500. If the season were to end today, they're a playoff team again, despite the fact they had roughly $40 to $50 million less to spend on their roster thanks to the lack of a robust regional network TV deal. So we're paying attention to this throughout baseball, how the business is going to work without the regional model. Every day, not a day goes by, David, we don't get a call from fans talking about how cheap ownership is because they're not spending on the roster. But can you see why the Guardians say, yeah, why would we? We can, in this division, go to the playoffs every year and have a crack at it.
Well, I'm very sensitive to this because I love Cleveland and I love your fan base and I love your front office. And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but your record of, I believe you're 33-27, I'm afraid it's a bit of a mirage. And when you look at the underlying factors, which we look at in front offices, both run differential, where Cleveland is negative right now, which means that in general you'd be below 500. And two, you look at where you are in pitching and run scored and average, and you guys are toward the bottom of the American League, like ranked below 9th, 10th, or 11th in the league in those hugely important statistical categories. To me, that all adds up to, over the course of a season, a team that wins 75 games, not a team that competes for a wild card spot. The interesting part is that at some point in the season, you pay attention to record more than the underlying stats, and you say this could be the anomaly season. And you go into the trade deadline having to make a really tough decision as a front office. Do we believe in the record enough to actually add to the team and attempt to get over the hump and get into October? Or do we believe that over 162 games, the regression to the reality of the stats will happen? And I think that that is the conversation that's going on right now in your front office, is how to react to where the Guardians are currently.
Historically, they haven't really been a big buyer at the trade deadline. Like, and I don't know. It depends on what your definition of big buyers are, things like that. I mean, some people might disagree. Do you think that this would be a front office, or this would be a year, say they were still seven games above 500 by the time the trade deadline comes around? Are they a team that brings people in, or do they stand pat and say, hey, the guys we brought off the IL, those are the ones that are going to help us out?
No, you add at the margins. And people, this is a whole funny thing we do in the media. Who won the deadline? who lost the deadline, who are the buyers, who are the sellers. That's not ever how we talk in a real front office. Go back to 2021 with the Braves. They won the World Series. People may not remember, they were crushed at the deadline because they were the losers. They brought in Soler and Duvall and Rosario. Those aren't big names. Guess what? Those three guys helped them win a darn World Series. So it's not always about getting the best available pitcher or the best available hitter at the deadline or the most expensive one or spending money. It's about being a good front office. I repeat, you don't need to be a good front office person who goes to your owner and says, you know what I would do? I would sign Ohtani. Well, really? My gardener would tell me that. And nothing against my gardener, who's really smart about baseball. What I would tell you is I want a front office who finds me value, who finds me players, who signs a starting pitcher like a Seth Lugo. Look at what Kansas City did. Well, that was a mediocre signing of a number seven starter. Guess what? Turned out to be amazing at that price. That's where you had value. And I've always believed in the Cleveland front office as being smarter than the rest. And so I don't ever expect them to be on the winner's side of a deadline, except at the end when it turns out the players they identified are the good players. And they get every benefit of my doubt when they trade a player away who you'd say, man, how can you trade that player and get better? People, when they traded Lindor, what a nightmare. We can't possibly be good without Lindor. Well, guess what? You've been just fine. So I think the Guardians will add if they're still bucking the statistical trends, but man, there's a lot of green to cover before July 31st.
David Sampson with us on the show. You like the Guardians front office. I assume you also like their manager or their owner, Paul Dolan.
I do know Paul well, and he is someone we get a bad rap in front offices when our payrolls aren't high because there's some correlation made between the size of your payroll and the amount you want to win. And I've not exactly understood that before. Why fans would accept, why not accept like winning teams like the way Tampa does it? Why would they not sell out? Why would they not have a hugely successful fan base? They've been so good for so long, the bell of the ball. And yet what people like are you spend a lot of money but don't win. But hey, that was nice of you. You spent the money. I've always been a consequentialist. I want to win. And to me, what Cleveland's done year after year is they recognize their windows of competing and competitiveness, and they win during those windows. And that's now they haven't gotten the World Series, I grant you. But, man, they've been successful. So, of course, I love them.
All right, David Sampson joining us, somebody that with the Marlins, one of the architects of selling the public on public financing for a stadium deal. So given your expertise in that realm, now that you're on the other side of it, you're in the media, but still have those business connections. Can you say once and for all, David, whether or not there truly is an economic benefit? We've seen all the studies that have been done, but is there a benefit for those taxpayers?
The problem is you're setting me up. So the question there is I can find a study that shows you there's a great benefit because I commissioned one of those. I can also find you a study that says there's no benefit because I had one of those commissioned against me. And they're both right. And the reality is that some ballparks work as a way to generate economic development and some don't. And it's not based on attendance, actually. It's based on ancillary development around the ballpark. It's based on what else is going on in your particular city. Don't forget the government's job. Their job isn't to run at a profit. Their job is to provide services to the citizens of that community. And my argument has always been that much like a park where you can go running and biking or a museum where you can learn about art or nature or science, having professional sports is yet another arrow in the quiver of lifestyle. And I believe you're either a major league city or you're not. I believe you're either a city that has professional sports teams or you're not. And for me, I've always said to the public officials, you want to be a big league city. You've got to have a big league team to do that. You've got to play under the rules. And the rules are you put money into these projects, much like you do with your museums and your parks and your infrastructure. To me, it's always been the same thing. The difference that people have made to me, their argument is, but wait a minute, those are teams are owned by rich people and billionaires, and they get to profit off this. Well, guess what? Cleveland as an example, every city as an example, gives money to private businesses to do business in their community every single day. Tax benefits, infrastructure improvements, technological improvements, all the time on the house in order to be a community that is attractive to business, attractive to pleasure. It is normal operating, so I never understood the anti-stadium argument.
Well, the Haslams have a stadium right now, owned by the county and the city, right on the lakefront. But, you know, it was built in 1999 for football. They are now looking to stay in the county but change communities over to Brook Park. They're asking for $1.2 billion in addition to the money they're going to throw for development, for real estate, all those mixed-use purposes. But they're going to the taxpayers during a very difficult time. Of course, it's always going to be a difficult time.
I was just going to say, is there ever not a difficult time?
So does it make sense? Can we justify going to the taxpayers for something like this? Of course, it has them say the project will pay for itself throughout all the different types of taxes down the road. So is that a good bet for the people in the region?
It would make your eyes water if you went line by line in your state and city budget and county budget with stuff that was being used by taxpayer money. It would literally make your eyes water. And that doesn't mean that Cleveland's alone. It's every single town, village, city, state, country in the world. We call it pork in the budget, which is funny as I'm Jewish and I don't eat pork. But what it's meant to mean is that there's stuff that many people would consider a waste. But it's part of how governments function. It's part of how communities function. So I always hesitate to go like what Doge did, where they're just taking, you know, a blowtorch to things, not understanding the consequences. If you lose the Cleveland Browns, notwithstanding all of the mess that was created by Haslam and continues to be created with Watson and everything else, but if you lose your football team, go back to communities who lose their teams. It's very easy for you to do that. Here's the thing. You always end up paying more to get it back than you would have to have it stay. And the argument that, oh, it's going to a different county, it's leaving downtown, it's a different world now in terms of urban sprawl, in terms of ancillary development, in terms of a desire to have more land that doesn't necessarily exist in a city center. What Cleveland is going through is what other cities go through. For crying out loud, look where the Giants and Jets play. They play in East Rutherford. That is not near New York City, but guess what? That's where the stadium is. That's where people go. That's where New Meadowlands was built. Go look at where the Cowboys play. Go look at where the Giants play, the Niners in San Francisco. It is not uncommon to have a football stadium where you go to 10 times a year, plus a couple concerts here and there, not in downtown proper. Look what the Bears are trying to do in Arlington, which is well outside of downtown Chicago. So I really find it all to be quite normal.
David Sampson, David P. Sampson on Twitter. He's on CBS Sports. He hosts the Nothing Personal with David Sampson show. David, thank you very much for the time. Outstanding.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Thank you.
Outstanding stuff from David Sampson on the Guardians and their future. He's the host of Nothing Personal with David Sampson. Should I be mad about what he said? Or should I just accept this as
the
truth?
Well, the numbers are the numbers. Like, we've brought that up here and there that, you know, especially a few weeks ago before this pitching really turned around, that I was saying, man, on paper, this is not a good team. But now, given Gavin Williams seems to be getting better.
Yeah.
Bybee seems to be getting better. You're getting Bieber. And then what in the world are we seeing most recently by Ortiz? Like, this is getting pretty exciting to me that this has more staying power than I think I thought it had about 3 weeks ago.
Well, it should. Oh, go ahead.
They're 7 games worse than they were at this time last year. They were 40-20 last year. They played 500 ball after that, right? I think they still ended like 20 or 21 games over 500. That's it. I get what he's saying about the run differential and maybe...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It's a mirage there, but I think they are who they are, and I think they're going to, I mean, they're still going to win 80-something games.
Yes. Well, he says
I don't think they're, you're telling me they're only going to win 40 of their next 100 games? Like, that's hard for me to believe.
I think they would have to have a lot of injuries if something like that were to happen. And they've already dealt with a few, but everybody deals with it.
This is not football where you throw in the towel at the end.
No, this isn't. I agree with you, Owen. I think they've overperformed, but also I can, record-wise, they've overperformed according to what David Sampson is saying.
Franchise.
But I also believe that you haven't seen the best of Tanner Bibee so far. You haven't seen the best of Gavin Williams so far. You're just starting to blossom and flower what you could get from Luis Ortiz, and that was certainly apparent last night from what you saw him. He has looked better. Emmanuel Clase, he started off the season, oddly enough, rough, and now he's certainly settled down and been in a better position. You can't guarantee bullpens, but if you look at just what they've done here over the last few weeks, Nolan Jones, I ripped him up and down for putting Nolan Jones at second in the batting order, and I probably still would. Nolan Jones is later in the batting order. Last week was fantastic. By the way, Jonathan Peterlin, I know he pays attention to what we're giving him credit for. Give him credit. He was defending Nolan Jones like crazy. I'd like to see John Kenzie Noel do better, but maybe he will do better as time goes on. So they've done a lot to make me believe that they will be there. Will they make the moves of what people want? I don't think so. But David says a great reason about that is because they add on the margins and you do your best work at the trade deadline on the margins. Is that always going to work with the fan base? That becomes a conversation that we've had way too often. And every conversation turns into that, and I don't really want to have it right now. If you're just sticking to what they're doing or what they've done and what they could do, there is there should be a great deal of optimism as long as things get to a level and then can stay there and we don't go back into the toilet with Nolan Jones. I don't have another situation where we're asking, well, is this guy the next Tristan McKenzie? You know, I don't want to have any of that. And damn it, if we are going to talk about the business of baseball, how can I disagree with what David Sampson said about the situation with the Royals? And then I have to tell Jeff that Jeff Phelps was right with Travis Bezzana. Do you believe that Travis Bezzana would be the help to put this team over the hump in 2025? You can't say yes. And I know you've said it before with Francisco Lindor. But I'm saying if he were healthy, I was thinking, well, we'll probably see him September somewhere in there. And I remember you bringing it up that the year they missed the playoffs one year, right before Francisco Lindor comes up, and you're thinking if Francisco Lindor came up, he might have helped them be able to get to the playoffs. Especially, I think that's an awful lot to put on a young man.
Especially because I always assumed they were going to lose him early anyway.
And I think, that's what he's saying. So you want to have as much as you can because they have paid Bobby Witt Jr. an immense amount of money. Like we have paid Jose Ramirez less, but to us, an immense amount of money. Now you have to be very careful with whoever else you pay. They have to be very careful with their payments, and we have to be very careful with our salaries as well. And it's an inconvenient, annoying truth that, yeah, you know what? An oblique strain for Travis Bezzana might have just saved you a little bit. Because if they're able to keep their heads above water without Travis Bezzana.
Because fans don't care about that.
No, they don't.
But listening to David Sampson, he's clearly talking from a team perspective. Yeah. Like if you had to run the Guardians, of course, your goal, like a lot of businesses, like all businesses in America, is pay the most talented people you can, the absolute least you can pay them as long as you can keep them or at least try to keep them. Mm-hmm. That's the goal of every company, you know, you want your employees to be happy, but you really want to be able to pay them the least that you can possibly pay them. And that's the goal of the Guardians, especially considering their financial constraints, which about 25 teams in Major League Baseball have.
This call better be good because I accidentally promoted it. Demos and Shaker, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? Listen, I want to, you know, everything you're talking about here is the analytics of baseball, and that's an actual, you know, it's written out, the dates, the times, things like that. So the fact that he you know, had a little more insight into that, you know, you can't, Tony, know everything, even if you act like it. And speaking of acting like he knows everything, if Tony thinks that the NBA, a worldwide brand, somehow doesn't have a small army of analytics folks figuring out how to maximize the audience for the NBA finals, for the worldwide audience, okay, not for your buddies waking up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym who might be a little groggy, okay, then you're just not looking at this thing in a realistic, modern way. Sorry.
Tell him, Tone.
So why has it been proven that the biggest window for the NFL is at 4:25, and why is the Super Bowl at 6:30 then? Why don't they follow the NBA model? Why is it the Super Bowl at 8:30 at night?
NBA's got 2.5 billion worldwide audience, including a lot of people in China. NFL with the Super Bowl, even the Super Bowl is a tiny fraction of that. This is for the American audience, and football is, and NBA is for a worldwide audience. So
saying they're international, you're saying they're catering more to the international viewers than they are the local.
Everybody, Tony, catering to everybody, trying to maximize the audience.
Right, but are they? The question is, are they doing that effectively? And when they have 50% of the viewers are in the Eastern time zone, 75% are in the Central, as well as if you add the Eastern time zone.
How many are in China?
But what is the TV deal in China compared to what it is domestically?
Why don't you look that up?
Why don't you look it up? You're the one that called. You're the one that was complaining and saying
numbers.
I was wrong. So
Tony,
I have the data in front of me.
Numbers.
You tell me, what is it in Madagascar? Okay? What is it in Afghanistan?
Zero.
Give me the numbers.
Zero.
Okay. You're telling me if Osama bin Laden wasn't watching the NBA Finals?
No way.
And now he's gone. And so are you.
He was very tall.
He was tall.
Osama bin Laden.
He probably had dreams of two things.
He has not been able to watch the NBA finals
and playing basketball
for a long time. He has not been able to watch the finals for a long time. John Cena told me so.
You know they were watching other things that me and you enjoy watching. That's one thing they found. There's a great documentary right now that's on Netflix.
You guys went from the NBA to Osama bin Laden.
We had a lot more in common than I think people understood.
I didn't see that documentary yet. Don't give it away.
Okay.
Does any of it involve Sarah J?
No.
A legendary actress. Mike in Elyria.
Hello, Mike.
Follow that up, bud.
Hey, you ain't kidding. Hey, you know what? I want to talk about this last guest that you had. I got some problems with what he said. And
please don't take away what I'm about to say at 9:45. I'm begging you, please.
Well, listen, here's the thing. First of all, I'm very glad that you pointed out that he's coming at this from the perspective of a team, okay? Because, secondly... Okay, you could sit there and you could say, you know, well, this on the numbers on this team says they're only going to win 75 games or whatever. That's just a bunch of garbage already. You know what? Look at what's happening on the field. They're winning games. That's all that matters. You talk about their record this year versus last year. Take a look at their record, and you could look this up. Their record right now is exactly what it was in 2016 when they went to the World Series. Now, when we talk about spending money, though, and we talk about, they're smart when they spend money. They're frugal. They know who to pay. I always thought the bottom line was, did you win the World Series? Not did you make the playoffs. Okay? We have not won the World Series, so they're not that smart. And when you talk about, and I know you're going to say, well, everybody can't win the World Series, but that's the goal. Sorry. That's the goal. That's what we're trying to do here. We're not trying to make the playoffs 6 out of 10 years or 7 out of 10 years. We would like to keep some players that are good instead of letting them all walk, too. And you can't tell me that they're not making money down there that they can't spend.
Well, this is what sucks. This is what sucks here. If we were talking Browns or Cavs for this matter, I would totally...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
I totally agree with you, Mike. But we are talking about baseball, and Lima is right. Owners, they would like to win. They want to make money. And the business of it is right in our face.
I really wish you would have talked to them about and asked them about the whole system of baseball, how it's broke, how the Dodgers can go spend $1 billion. And that does not happen in the NFL and the NBA.
Mike,
that's why those two leagues are better.
Mike, I'll tell you this, and I thank you very much for the call. But I got to admit to you, I'm so tired of having that conversation. It turns into the same thing every time, and
yeah, it just turns into
how cheap the owner is.
Honestly, it kind of does. And I think most people that want to love baseball, I mean, it's already. By the way, the economics of baseball have turned a ton of people off. I think a lot of people just say, "I'm not going to watch it." Why would I? Why, when you have such
what's the point of being
inequality?
A Pirates fan? I want to ask people, what's the point of being a Pirates fan? He made his first start just over a calendar year ago. They were talking about trading him. Yep. The general manager had to answer questions about trading Paul Skeens.
I mean, Kenny Atkinson won Coach of the Year. Kenny's trying to trade him.
I'm not trying to trade Kenny Atkinson. I didn't put him on the Bovada odds.
You asked about draft pick compensation, if they could get it.
Oh, yeah, he did, actually. He specifically asked about draft compensation. Yeah. That's right. You asked if I could trade.
That's part of my job. I'm supposed to. No, I'm not going to get worked into a shoot by you guys. You guys both go to hell. No. I almost said something I had to dump to you guys. President said in a speech once about both of you. Both of you two. And we're at the bottom of the calendar now.
Little League World Series?
No.
The ratings on that are massive.
I will watch Faces
Chinese Taipei is.
I will watch Faces of Death and believe it before I watch Little League World Series. Not a chance.
Summer League NBA. Let's go.
Not a
Anthony
chance.
Anthony will be there.
Anything
then
Caitlin?
He'll chastise us all.
I will. Any Caitlin Clark? She back?
She's not back yet.
What's worse, gambling on the Little League World Series or gambling on the Colorado Rockies? More on that in moments. However, we had David Sampson on, and I think David's smart. I know he's talked to a lot of powerful people in his day. I think there's a bit of a false equivalency here when he talks about the Browns' potential move to Brook Park. Here's David Sampson on, everybody gets tax breaks.
The difference that people have made, their argument is, but wait a minute, those are teams are owned by rich people and billionaires. And they get to profit off this. Well, guess what? Cleveland, as an example, every city, as an example, gives money to private businesses to do business in their community every single day. Tax benefits, infrastructure improvements, technological improvements, all the time on the house in order to be a community that is attractive to business, attractive to pleasure. It is normal operating, so I never understood the anti-stadium argument.
What he says is true until you figure out, well, wait a minute, private business. Because you think about Sherwin-Williams didn't stay here on their own goodwill. That giant, big, beautiful building, which are they going to put another one up or something like that that's a little bit shorter?
We're getting another one? We're getting a phase two?
You breaking news?
No, I thought I read something somewhere about that.
It's called the shorter Williams building.
Well done. Sherwin-Williams didn't stay here by their own goodwill. I think a lot of people should think that the difference is that, yeah, Sherwin-Williams implies umpteen thousand people here who have permanent residency in Northeast Ohio. So you give them a tax break to build in downtown Cleveland, but you also, and the other communities reap the rewards of this, There are probably some people who live in the city of Cleveland, but there's definitely people commuting from Strongsville who live there, and Streetsboro and North Homestead and North Randall and God knows where else. So that's why you give those tax breaks, is because you get permanency there. The whole argument against the NFL, against building stadiums in general, is that you don't get the permanency. So you give a tax break, but I really feel that that's a false equivalency there. Yeah, you're right, but are you going to employ as many people long-term as what Sherwin-Williams or any of the other companies are?
The only thing that David brought up, like he framed it as in, yeah, you better do everything you can to publicly finance a stadium and do whatever it takes to keep the stadium or you lose the team. In this case, to my knowledge, I haven't heard the Haslams threaten that they're going to, you know, take their ball and go to another town. Brooke Park or Cleveland.
No, I don't think that they'll ever move. I don't think that they'll ever really threaten to move. I don't think that they'll ever do that. I think that what the conversation will become is that they will have to, the threat of moving, I think, would end up being they play in Columbus for a couple of years until the new stadium's built. That stadium is, as far as I know, they have that agreement on that land to be theirs. It's going to get done one way or the other. Now, you could say kicking and screaming, they don't get it. Okay, but it one way or the other. And I found it. Who was the guy who had Mike Gallagher from the county council, the Cuyahoga County councilman? I didn't even know you had a county council, to be honest with you. So this was something new for me.
17 city councilors.
When he had brought up that he drove from Cleveland, downtown Cleveland, to Brooke Park, and they happened to be in the same county. Wouldn't you believe it? So he was... He had his own little shot at some of the government politics that are going on there. And I thought it was a nice barb. And I know I heard Daryl in the background laugh from a couple of people. But I think, honestly, this is all to do about something that's going to get done. Not that people shouldn't talk about it. But when I hear, well, you know, big businesses get tax breaks in every single city. Absolutely true. But you give those tax breaks believing that they're going to be there for the next couple of generations, and that you are going to be able to reap the rewards of property tax and income tax and so on and so forth. That's a civics lesson. So that part, that did not escape me for everybody. That didn't escape me. The other stuff's the other stuff. And I still remain that I do believe that you're going to be having a new stadium at some point. You might as well have a nice new stadium at some point, because I don't want to have to do all this whole conversation in 10 years. Because you know they'll put lipstick on the pig over there at the other stadium if they were to be able to do that. And then we'll just do this in a decade. Or less than that, because they started talking about this when? 2017 is when this all actually got started in some sort of conversation. So if they did that, they got that done by 2028. By 2038, you're going to be doing it all over again hardcore with some other mayor and some other county executive. We have a night off for the Colorado Rockies. They start a 3-game series with the Mets. I'm going to tell you right now, I know we got coming in hot tomorrow at 9:45. All 3 games I'm putting on the Mets in the fake money. You hear that, sportsbook?
It's been incredible. The minute we start talking
sportsbook Owen
about the Colorado Rockies, for the first time we've ever talked about the Colorado Rockies.
Yep.
And we're saying, hey, yeah, they're going to lose. They're going to lose a bunch of games. You should probably bet against them. We've been costing ourselves money. They go and win 3 in a row. Yeah, they get a series win.
This was their last stand.
And a sweep.
This was their last stand.
Let's see if you even make it to the show on Monday.
What, are you going to...
Well, we'll see.
It's fake money. You can't break my real legs over fake money.
Says you. Broken a lot more for a lot less.
Why are you buying so many boards of Monopoly? Well, I need actually all the money from the Monopoly to give to my guy, or he's gonna break my real legs over it. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. David Sampson was awesome. Hear that interview, 92.3thefan.com. Got the podcast coming up shortly. I'm being skewered for my take about the automated strike zone.
Really? I thought I would.
No. No. So there are a lot of people who agree with me. Oddly enough. You can't say it's not more entertaining to see a manager go out there and get thrown out over balls and strikes. You can't say you don't smile and laugh over Aaron Boone getting thrown out from the dugout over arguing balls and strikes. That's entertainment. You take that part of it away. I know everybody says they want accuracy. What's the first thing they like to call about after a Browns loss on a Monday morning?
When they rush the mound in an NFL game?
No, when they blow the calls in an NFL game. More on that. 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. 10:15 Eastern. It's brought to you by Extend Technologies. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Go Guardians.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.